Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Guns at Last Light, The War in Europe, 1944 to 1945. Volume 3 of the Liberation Trilogy by Rick Atkinson. Narrated by L.J. Ganser and directed by Shane O'Connell. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. The author begins this volume with the following lines from the prologue to Henry V by William Shakespeare. "But pardon, gentles all, the flat unraised spirits that hath dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France?" And now, The Guns at Last Light.
Prologue. A killing frost struck England in the middle of May 1944, stunting the plum trees and the berry crops. Stranger still was a persistent drought. Hotels posted admonitions above their bathtubs. "The 8th Army crossed the desert on a pint a day. 3 inches only, please." British newspapers reported that even the King kept quite clean with one bath a week in a tub filled only to a line which he had painted on it. Gale winds from the north grounded most Allied bombers flying from East Anglia and the Midlands, although occasional fleets of flying fortresses still could be seen sweeping toward the continent, their contrails spreading like ostrich plumes. Nearly 5 years of war had left British cities as bedraggled, unkempt, and neglected as rotten teeth, according to an American visitor, who found that people referred to before the war as if it were a place, not a time. The country was steeped in...